Your agency grows, and in 1967, you opened the Tulsa office.
Right.
The gentleman by the name of John Whitney offered to sell you his business. Tell us about that.
Through the early 60s, mid-60s, I kept soliciting business in Tulsa. We were in contact, we thought, with all the business we wanted in Oklahoma City. But we needed some new prospects, and so I'd solicit over in Tulsa, and I'd always end up second. I'd always end up second with some Tulsa advertising agency, so I thought I'd need an office over here. So I first of all talked to Whitney and several others about merging or buying, and nobody wanted to sell. So we opened an office without any business, just a guy and a girl. And it wasn't 60 days later that John Whitney called me and said he had an offer to be a professor at Harvard, which he wanted to do, and so we bought his agency.
Remember any of those accounts that came along with that?
Well, yeah, Blue Cross, Sipes Food Markets, First National Bank. That was a big one. We handled Get and Go for a while, the Oil and Gas Journal. I've got to tell you a story about the Oil and Gas Journal, the business of naming a company, how hard it is sometimes and how easy it is sometimes. But the Oil and Gas Journal was published by a petroleum publishing company. They were getting into other magazines, like computer magazines, so petroleum publishing company was not broad enough. Come up with a new name. It would be nice if somebody would point out our roots in Pennsylvania, something that was still indicative of the petroleum business, and something that indicative of the word business, printing or, you know. Some guy sitting in our table with 5 minutes said, "How about Penwell Publishing Company?"
And you knew right away.
That's it, yeah, Penwell Publishing Company.
And you were obviously able to attract business. Were you in on the creative side of it?
Somewhat, but not actively advertise myself as being creative, although I am. I tell you what I'm better at than coming up with original ideas, critiquing other work. You know, I can spot a good idea just in a second, or a bad one, but I don't originate a lot.